Is that wedding music that I hear? What a thrill to be in God's house. I love going on vacation because more of me return than left. Boy, I just don't think I could make it if I was on vacation very long over there. Oh, but I tell you, it's such a privilege to be able to have that opportunity to get away. Been quite a busy spring and going into summer here, and everybody here at Mount Calvary has just been so warm, so concerned, and just take care of so many details behind the scenes. And we thank each and every one of you for your part into it, and to have a nice time to get away and kind of clear your mind and appreciate coming back. Appreciate coming back. Luke, the 10th chapter. For just a couple minutes, I'm going to talk to you about I love preaching on things that hit me. I love preaching on something, I said, boy, this is something I struggle with. And that's when I love to just share. In the 38th verse in the 10th chapter in the book of St. Luke, it's a story about Mary and Martha. One you've heard many times, and I know that so many times that, they hear and it comes up and this story is repeated, and how Martha gets such a bad rap, and amen, amen, and everybody says, well, Mary, she was a little lazy, wasn't she, and all these things and all the comments going back and forth. But I just want to share, I want to read this scripture, and I want to share a little bit about what it means to me and how God has used this to affect my heart. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Heavenly Father, just now we ask for a special blessing upon the reading of your word. Open our minds and hearts that we receive that special message, each one of us as individuals. God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to be and share today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen. You know the story. There's Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening. Martha was busy. She was busy about doing everything. And I know many times, and I know that both of you, both these sisters, I know there are certain times in your life where you can relate. I've seen these ladies around here when things get going and back and forth. I've seen them look like they're all got little Energizer bunny batteries and, moving and going and doing and things. And every time I see that, I think, thanks be unto God for the wonderful effort that they put in. Then you read this story and you go, wow, what does it talk about? And I think we find more of the truth is when Martha goes and says, Jesus, can't you do something to fix this? Complaining that she was left alone to serve. Left alone. She was worried about it. She was fretting. She was tied up inside with worry. Folks, I'm here to tell you, In this world, and the people that you will meet, and the things that go on in our lives, there are so many people that are simply worried. They don't know about what tomorrow will bring. I know when I read God's Word, I am telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor your body, nor how you're to clothe it. Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon, all his regalia, was robed like one of these. And if the God who cares so much for even the flowers, how much more does he care for you and I? There was a little boy in school, and as he got his test paper back, he was shaking his head because on this test paper at the top it had a big A. So the little girl next to him said, "What's the problem?" He says, "You know," he said, "I worried about this and I worried about this and I worried all night long. And here I get an A." He says, "I wasted a good worry." How many have wasted a good worry? Yeah? It is a challenge. It is a challenge to get the pieces in our life in the right place, just where they should be. We try to fix it. We try to put everything. We try to look into it more. We try to become wiser. I tell you, with all the information gadgets that are going on, I'm going to tell you about one of them in just a moment. But it's amazing to me with all the information that's out there, how our young folks are just, I've got nieces and nephews that, boy, they're just so much smarter than I was in their age. Trust me, they are. And hopefully you realize the same thing. Except I want to encourage them that hopefully they will find wisdom in their hearts on how to deal with people and how to deal with themselves. It's important, folks. It's important. We heard time after time, we heard the prayer requests, we heard things that are mentioned and things that we should just allow God to simply do His thing. If we let God do His thing, you'll be amazed how so many of your things will work out. First of all, got to be tied in. I was given a wonderful gift before I left. You see that thing right there? That is a, what is it? That's an Apple Watch. Wait a minute. It'll tell you the time. It'll tell you the date. It'll tell you what the temperature is outside. It thinks I'm in New York City, but I got news for it. I am not. I am just outside of Washington, D.C. This is one of the most useful little toys that I've ever had. People were kind enough to give me this. It was totally unexpected. It comes in a box. It comes in a long little slender box over there. And, oh, it's beautiful. You take this thing out And I took it home, and I was happy. You ever get a toy, and you're happy to get that toy, and you can get home, you get away, and you're just going in, looking, and that like that. And I take it out of the box, and I'm looking at it, and it's got a little charger, and I take it, and I put the thing on the charger, set it on there. And then I look in that box, and I look in that box, and I look in that box, and there is not one word of instruction in that box. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There is nothing in that box to tell you how this little gadget works. Had the boys come, "What have you got?" Orlando come, "What have you got?" Roger, "What have you got?" All of us had to gather around and look and all like that. And Orlando says, "I know about that. He says you have to pair it with your phone. Okay? He said you just hold it up next to your phone. Without your phone, it doesn't do that much. It doesn't. But he says, once you pair it with your phone, you can get texts, you can read your emails, you can do all the wonderful things that your phone will do right here on your wrist. And that kind of hit home with me. There's a lot of people out there that aren't paired up with the one on high. If you're going to have the strength to deal with the challenges that you're going to face in this life, you better get tied in to God's Word, to His Holy Spirit that will lead you, that will guide you, that will direct you in so many ways. We've all been guilty of worrying the things they send me. The man had worried so much he was close to a nervous breakdown. So he went to the psychiatrist. And he said to the psychiatrist, I have two problems. He says, I've been so worried about like that. And he'd gotten to the point where he actually didn't think of himself as human. He said, I am a Coke dispensing machine. For two quarters, I'll serve you orange or grape or root beer or cola. So the psychiatrist saw it and he says, okay. So he took two quarters out, put it in his mouth, and the guy says, here's the second problem. He says, I'm out of order. I am out of order. There's a whole lot of people out of order. I myself at certain times have been out of order, folks. Trust me. I myself have been challenged with things and trying to figure out and worry and concern instead of simply letting the Almighty God, the one who thought enough about me to send His Son to die upon a cross, to simply take care of it. When I return from my vacation, it's like I'm like the little Fred Flintstone, you know. My little feet are going like this, you know, because there's things to do and people see and got to go and all like that. And a very good friend of mine, sadly, I didn't get the news until Thursday that his mother had passed away. Anna Marie was so kind to call me and give me messages, and I didn't know that Pat was in the hospital. And thanks be unto God, I got to go see her over there and just share with him a little bit. I got to go down and visit with Charles and see him a bit. And I made it a point to come around and to see my good buddy. She had been very sick. And she'd gotten to the point where they had to make the decision to pull the plug. Now you know what I'm talking about. So I sit there with my good friend on his back porch. We were both in a swing. And he sat there for about the next 15 to 20 minutes. And he told me every detail, every specific detail of what they went through and what he felt. And I did what I believe any good pastor should do. I kept my mouth shut and I listened. Folks, when God gives you the gift of simply listening to what someone has to say, I could kind of read in between the lines and I kind of knew what was going to be the next item. But I just sat there and I listened. And I thought about this little story that we read this morning. I know many will call yourselves, you're more like Mary. Some will call yourselves, you're more like Martha. But I believe that there is a time to just simply sit and listen. Whether it's someone that has a need, whether it's someone that simply wants a bit of your time to gather your ear, to share with you what is going on in their lives, or if it's simply a time for you to sit and listen to what God wants to say to you. We face challenges. We face things that we don't understand. We have questions about tomorrow. What shall tomorrow bring? I'm here to tell you, I read the back of the book, we win. That's true. We win. God paid the price. He allowed His Son to hang upon that cross so that you don't have to worry about so many things in your life. I get crossways of this, and I get anxious about that, and I get moving all night. They say that this thing can tell me my pulse rate. I haven't gotten there yet. But I'm looking forward to it. But I still know that the only way that this is going to work if it's paired up with something a little stronger, with something a little more powerful, something that I'm used to going and looking. And I am glad that although I have challenges in my life, if I simply make up my mind and in my heart to be paired up with the Master on high, He will take care of the thing that I'm concerned about. He knows the outcome. And I don't have to waste a lot of worrying. I don't know if it says anything to you or not, but it's like I said, sometimes these sermons are just for me because it's what I need to hear. Thanks again for so many people that helped out last week. And I tell you, I miss this place when I'm gone. I miss these folks. I miss the smiles. I miss the singers over here. I miss Terry. I didn't recognize him when he come in, but I miss him. He didn't quite know he could clean up like that. But I tell you one thing. This church has been a special place to me. It's been a place where I have had the most laughter, and I've also shed the biggest tears. And I think you ought to appreciate it. I think you ought to be thankful that God has allowed people to be in your life that can be so warm, that can be so understanding, that can be there right for you exactly when you need them. I believe that that simply comes from God. This afternoon, you're going to have a chance to go out and enjoy the rest of this day. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be glorious out there. The sun is shining. The humidity is low. It's 81 degrees outside. Somewhere on the East Coast. You waited all week long to correct the pastor, didn't you? Folks, thank you. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house. And God, we've been moved by your Spirit. We lift up each one of the prayer requests again that were mentioned. Each one of the praises we thank you for in each one of those situations that, God, that we are concerned about. We thank you for knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you're still on the throne and you have it all taken care of. Because you loved us when we were yet unlovable, and we thank you for that. God, we thank you for each one taking part in the service, for the musicians, for Brother Bill singing for us today. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to be in your house, to be with brothers and sisters in Christ, to share the wonderful good news that you give us. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place, and God, keep us from doing a little too much worrying. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen. Stand to your feet if you're able and sing with me. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by